How many moons does the Earth have? The answer to that sort of trick question today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-617-2989. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-617-2989. That's 1-800-617-2989. 1-800-617-2989.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 2nd, the second day of the year. Actor Cuba Gooding Jr. has a birthday, and on this day 50 years ago, Joe Namath signed a contract to play for the New York Jets. Everyone knows the Earth has only one moon, but you may not know it has four quasi or Trojan moons. Unlike the real moon, which is caught in the gravitational pull of the Earth, quasi moons are in resonant orbit, sort of traveling companions in our orbit around the Sun. The latest quasi moon was discovered last year, a 500-foot asteroid called OL-339. Don't expect to see it streaking through the night sky, though. It's been around for over 700 years, and no one noticed until a powerful telescope accidentally caught its image. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about astronomy at almanac.com.